Hello, this is Times of India Radio, and here are the top news. India successfully tested an anti-satellite ASAT missile to destroy an orbiting satellite at an altitude of almost 300 km on Wednesday, jettisoning its long-standing reluctance to flex military muscle in space. In the process, it joined an exclusive club of the US, Russia and China that possess this deadly capability. India test-fired the three-stage interceptor missile from the APJ Abdul Kalam Island off the Odisha coast at 11:10 a.m. A little over an hour later, Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the success of Mission Shakti in a televised address to the nation. The 18-ton missile with two solid rocket boosters tore into space to hit the 740 kg satellite flying in a low Earth orbit (LEO) bang in the middle barely 3 minutes after its launch over the Bay of Bengal. Defence Research and Development Organisation Chief Satish Reddy told TOI that while work on the Ballistic Missile Defence (BMD) program was going on for years, the project only got the official go-ahead about 2 years ago, and we got into mission mode only 6 months ago. A 48-year-old businessman was beaten to death with iron rods by two youths, including a juvenile, when he went to collect a loan of Rs 30,000 from them in southwest Delhi's Kapasheda village. The incident took place on March 21. To cover their tracks, the accused called the PCR saying that a man had been beaten up by some people and they had taken him to a hospital. However, they did not give any details about the hospital or where the incident had occurred. The cops got suspicious as the caller soon became unreachable. Later, they discovered a trail of blood in a lane in Kapasheda village and the victim was identified as Bhoj Narayan. The investigators found that Narayan had been taken to a private hospital in Dwarka, where he was declared brought dead. After getting details about the man who had brought Narayan to the hospital, police identified him as Nitin Yadav. Deputy Commissioner of Police Southwest Devinder Arya said the Yadav is an unemployed graduate. He was picked up for questioning on Tuesday. The juvenile accused was apprehended later. He told police that they had beaten the businessman to death, which forced Yadav too to confess to the crime. Yadav has been sent to judicial custody. A Noida-based company which allegedly used illegal Ponzi schemes to raise funds for bike taxis and used the names of aggregators Uber and Ola to make their claim look credible is facing a police investigation after being accused of cheating thousands of investors. The investors have alleged that Maple Innovative Promoters Private Limited offered them 5 different plans under schemes with different packages and promised monthly returns all after a one-time annual investment. The more the investment, more returns were promised along with bonus. The company had 12,000 investors, most of them from UP, Haryana and other parts of NCR and Punjab. On Wednesday, several investors protested against the company, alleging it had not paid them since December 2018. The protesters gathered around the company's office in B block of Sector 58, demanding officials meet them and hand over their money. They were, however, allegedly greeted by bouncers with whom they got into an argument. The Department of Town and Country Planning, DTCP, on Tuesday issued a public notice to 20 house owners of Kant Enclave to vacate their premises so that it can demolish the structures anytime after March 31. Occupants of existing buildings in Kant Enclave Colony who have not filed an affidavit of undertaking in the Supreme Court to extend the time to vacate their premises till July 31, 2019 are directed to vacate the premises by March 31, 2019. It's pertinent to mention that the demolition work of the existing constructions in the colony will start any time after March 31, 2019 in compliance with the SC order. The state of Haryana will not be responsible for damage, loss, if any, during the demolition drive, stated the notice issued by the senior town planner of Faridabad. In January this year, Supreme Court extended the deadline for about 22 houses whose owners filed affidavits from March 31 to July 31. Some of these house owners also urged that time to vacate premises should be extended as they were mostly senior citizens and need more time to search for alternative accommodation. 7 more house owners file an affidavit later in the Supreme Court. They are likely to get an extension soon, but the remaining plot owners don't live in the colony and have only built boundary walls. Exhibiting his humane side, Congress President Rahul Gandhi on Wednesday took an injured journalist to AIIMS after he had a fall from his two-wheeler. The Congress chief, who was on his way to the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium to address an OBC convention, saw local journalist Rajinder Vyas lying injured on the roadside near the Humayun Road. Gandhi stopped his convoy and got the injured scribe into his vehicle and took him to AIIMS for treatment, eyewitnesses said. Vyas had fallen off after his scooter skidded near a petrol pump on Humayun Road, they said. After dropping the injured journalist at AIIMS, Rahul then proceeded to the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium and addressed the gathering. A video of the incident also went viral on social media.